For decades, this yellow and green t-shirt has been Brazil's pride, a symbol of the national football team that won 5 World Cup trophies.
People stopped buying the jersey because it was being associated with politics and the presidential election that was held just before the World Cup kicked off.
Latin America's largest economy split in half during one of the most polarized campaigns in history. Thousands of supporters of President Jair Bolsonaro, dressed in the national colors, took to the streets and continued to do so even after Bolsonaro lost by a small margin to leftist candidate former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. They're still contesting the results and asking for military intervention to stop Lula da Silva from taking office on January 1st. Football fans who don't want to be associated with Bolsonaro's far-right political party are having difficulties choosing what to wear to support their team.
I'm buying a black jersey because it has nothing to do with politics. The elections are over. We have a winner. The loser should just accept the results and let the country move on and cheer for victory in the football competition.
Street vendor Maria Aparecida says politics has interfered in her sales.
I am not renewing my stock of yellow jerseys for the moment because I'm having a hard time selling them. People are buying the white, black and blue versions. I hope that will change as the World Cup fever kicks in.
Others have decided to take their jerseys out of the closet only on the days Brazil plays.
My grandson was given a yellow t-shirt but has not used it because he's afraid of being mistaken with a Bolsonaro supporter. He's waiting for the political situation to calm down.
President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has promised to reclaim the national colors. Many here hope the World Cup will play a role in uniting Brazilians who may be from opposite sides of the political spectrum, but cheer for one same team. Monica Yanakiv, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.